Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time, September 5th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, where Luke writes, "While Jesus was going through a field of grain on a Sabbath, his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands, and eating them. Some Pharisees said, 'Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?'" There's an old story told about a monk who tended the monastery gardens. Every morning before the sun rose, he watered the flowers, pulled weeds, and carefully cared for each plant. One afternoon, a visitor noticed the monk had stopped working, even though the weeds remained. "Why did you quit?" the visitor asked. The monk smiled and replied, "Because I love the garden more than I love the work. If I forget to rest, I begin serving the work instead of serving the one who made the garden." The visitor reflected on those words for years. Today's gospel presents a familiar lesson. The disciples are hungry. As they walk through a grain field, they pluck a few heads of grain, rub them between their hands, and eat. According to law, travelers were permitted to do this. The issue was not stealing, but doing so on the Sabbath. The Pharisees saw only a violation of rules. Jesus saw hungry people. That difference reveals two entirely different ways of approaching God. The Sabbath had been given as a gift. It was God's invitation to rest, worship, remember His goodness, and rediscover human dignity. It reminded Israel that they were no longer slaves in Egypt, because slaves have no Sabbath. But children of God do. Yet, over time, countless regulations had accumulated around the commandment. What began as a celebration became a burden. The law that was meant to protect life had become a weight that crushed it. Jesus does not reject the Sabbath. Instead, he restores its original purpose. Now, rules are important. The Church treasures her commandments because they guide us towards holiness. But every commandment exists to lead us into love. Whenever rules lose sight of love, they cease reflecting the heart of God. This remains a temptation for us. We can become experts at external religion. We know the prayers. We know to stand and kneel. We know the traditions. We know the customs. And our hearts can become impatient, judgmental, or indifferent. We can criticize someone for arriving late at Mass, while ignoring the loneliness they carry through the church doors. We can notice another person's faults quickly than our own. We can become guardians of religious appearances, neglecting mercy. Jesus consistently reminds us that God first looks upon the heart. Contemplative spirituality invites us to move beyond mere observance into communion. Instead of asking, "Have I fulfilled the minimum?" we begin asking, How can I love God more deeply today? The Sabbath is more than the absence of work. It is the presence of God. True rest is not simply taking a day off. Many people rest physically while remaining exhausted spiritually. Their schedules stop, but their minds race. Their bodies sit still, while anxiety continues working overtime. The deepest Sabbath occurs when the soul becomes quiet enough to hear God's gentle voice. Perhaps that is one of the greatest challenges in our modern world. We fill every silence with noise. Phones, news, entertainment, responsibilities, and endless activity leave little room for contemplation. We become busy doing things for God while forgetting simply to be with Him. Jesus never hurried. Even surrounded by crowds, He remained inwardly free. He knew that intimacy with the Father mattered more than constant activity. The same invitation is offered to us. The Lord asks us to loosen our grip on productivity, perfectionism, and even religious performance. He invites us into a relationship where obedience grows naturally from love rather than from fear. When we truly encounter Christ, our hearts become more compassionate, more patient, and more generous. We stop measuring people by rules alone and begin seeing them through the eyes of mercy. I think that is the heart of today's gospel. The Pharisees looked at hands gathering grain. Jesus looked at hearts needing nourishment. May we learn to see as Jesus sees. And may every Sunday become more than an obligation. May it become a joyful encounter with the living Lord, a day when our souls remember who we are, beloved children, invited to rest in the Father's love. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You are the Lord of the Sabbath and the giver of true rest. Free us from hearts that cling to rules without love or duties, without compassion. Teach us to honor Your commandments by living them with mercy, humility, and joy. Quiet our restless spirits so that we may delight in Your presence and recognize Your face in those around us. May every day draw us more deeply into communion with You until our earthly Sabbath is fulfilled in Your heavenly kingdom. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and perhaps return here each and every day when we take a look at the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.